Now, I'm joined on the line by Trev Turley, who is a bassist from the award-winning Bare Bones Boogie Band, who are a blues, rock and soul band featuring Helen Turner on the vocals, Ian Black on guitar, Andy Jones on drums and Trevor on bass. Having played at the O2 in London's legendary 100 Club, they're making a welcome return to the Queen's Theatre foyer on Sunday the 15th of June at 7:30. Are you there?
Hi.
Hello, how are you doing?
Not too bad, yourself?
I'm not too bad, thanks. Thank you ever so much for joining us today. Now, you guys formed in 2008. How did you all actually get together?
Well, we kind of known each other for a previous 5 years to that. We'd sort of played in various other bands, so we kind of knew of each other for that time. So it was kind of an offshoot from something else. So that's how we all got together and formed the Bare Bones Boogie Band.
And now you take on other people's material as well as putting your own twist, and you've got great original material as well, haven't you?
Yeah, no, we have to thank the main songwriters, Ian Black on guitar, and of late we've had Andy Jones on drums. He's been coughing up a few songs, so between the two of them, yeah, it's some quite good originals.
Now, how do you sort of all just get together, or do the people sort of write it and then come into the studio, or do you all kind of jam stuff together?
It's mainly the format's kind of in Ian's and Andy's head, and he's brought to sort of rehearsal, and it's just basically we all go over it and basically take it all apart and start again. No, it's not as bad as that. It's we all put our little sixpenneth in, but basically the kind of verse chorus structure's there.
You've had three critically acclaimed albums, and your first album was voted best UK blues album by the Blues Underground Network.
Yeah,
what was that like to get an award?
Quite surprising, to be honest.
Yeah,
I mean they're actually based in Canada.
Yeah.
And we've since then, I mean, we've had a lot of airplay, you know, across the world, not only in Canada, but the US as well. But we're quite chuffed with the latest album, Tattered and Torn.
Yep.
That was deemed by Classic Blues magazine. They stuck us in it was worthy of a top 50 best blues CDs of last year. So.
Oh, excellent.
It was, we were rather chuffed.
I was going to ask about Tattered and Torn, because that's going to be available to obviously buy on the night at the Queen's Theatre on the 15th of June at 7:30. Yep. So what tracks are on the album? Is it a mixture of covers, or is it originals, or
a mixture? It's a mixture. Again, it's mostly cover. Sorry, I shouldn't say that. Mostly originals.
Yeah.
There's two covers on there. One's a Bob Dylan song, and one's... it was actually written by Ike Turner, but made more famous by Humble Pie. The song's called Black Coffee.
Yep.
But we do put our own little stamp on it, so it's recognisable, but not as by the original artist.
And what's your favourite track on that album?
All of them.
Yeah. That's what I did.
I mean, I've got a couple. I mean, I love the first track, Love Like Leather, and there's a really slow song called Passion and Pain, which again is proving to be not only a band favourite but one in the audience, and also, just to mention it as well, it's a terrible unashamed plug, but Passion and Pain has been selected for Volume 2 Blues Matters compilation CD, which will be coming out shortly.
Now, how
14 great other tracks as well as our one.
Well, yours will be the best, obviously. That's what you've got to say. Sing your own praises.
Yeah.
I was going to say, Helen, if people have not heard Helen Turner's voice, give us a description of what her voice is like.
Well, a lot of people do make the comparison, Janis Joplin and Maggie Bell, but with the Tattered and Torn album, she's, I mean, to me, she's forged her own sort of style and everything from that. But if you take the essence of Janis Joplin, Maggie Bell,
yeah.
I mean, Helen, as she's often said, she likes a lot of male singers like Robert Plant.
Yeah.
And that kind of influences her as well.
Mm.
But it's that kind of raucous, not well, it's probably the wrong word. She can sing a lovely ballad, if you hear Passion and Pain, that's a prime example. But she knows when to turn it up to past number 11.
Now, if you do, you will get that joke if you watch Spinal Tap. I understand that one. What's the best thing about playing live for you guys?
Well, for me, I just love playing live, full stop. I mean, it's the buzz, the feedback. You know, it's you can sit in studios and rehearsal rooms and, you know, think you're playing the best, but until you get, you know, people in front of you and the eyeball to eyeball contact, you just don't know where the benchmark is. But it's a great buzz.
Now, you've actually been. Have you won the award, or are you up for the award?
For
a bass.
Strangely, you mentioned that. no, I've been nominated one of six in the UK, as you rightly point out, for I don't like to say best bass player, but it's in the bass player category, and I'm hugely honoured, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
Just being nominated is a great thing. I mean, the band actually got nominated for a couple of years ago for another song that Ian wrote, Falling for Falling, that was nominated in the British Blues Awards for best blues song.
Mm-hmm.
But unfortunately, we didn't win it. But I mean, there were some great songs in there, so you can't take that away.
So when will you find out if you won?
In August.
Yep.
But voting, here we go, this is the real unashamed. voting continues on the British Blues Awards site till the end of June.
Yep.
So vote now.
Vote now for Trevor.
Yes, now.
The last question I'm going to ask you, if you could add any musician to the band you've got at the moment, dead or alive, who would it be and why?
Oh, good grief.
I know, I'm sorry, I'd just like to throw that one in.
Ian's going to kill me, but I am a huge, huge fan of Jeff Beck.
Yeah.
And I'd love to play alongside the bloke.
Yeah.
End of.
That's it.
Sorry, Ian. You're sick.
Now, you're going to be at the Queen's Theatre in the foyer. That's going to be on Sunday the 15th of June. Tickets are, I believe, £10.50, which you can get from the Queen's Theatre. It's queens-theatre.com and tickets £10.50. It's 01708 443333. And you're doing a mixture. How long are you playing for and what sort of...
We're playing for about an hour and a half.
Yep.
And it's very rare that we sort of play something for that long, so you're going to get a lot of songs that we haven't played for a long time, some new songs.
Yeah,
and it's we've played David a few times before, and it's a lovely intimate atmosphere.
Mm.
And on a sunny Sunday evening, it's to me it's the only place to be.
Excellent. Now, if you want to check the band out, it's all the W's barebonesboogieband.com.
Correct.
And are you on Twitter as well?
Have you got... Yes.
Do you know what
I am? We are. and Facebook.
And Facebook.
All the other bits and pieces.
No. You've got to be
Amazon,
on social.
Not Amazon. Well, yeah, I mean, the music's there to listen to. You can download it from Amazon. You can buy it on Amazon.
Yep.
And if you've got Spotify, you can stream it live on there.
Excellent. Now, I'm just having a little look for you, because I've tweeted you out earlier, so I wanted to make sure I was there, and I can't find it. Because I like doing my Twitter.
I've seen it.
I think I will find it. I'll put it up on the website. I'll put it up on the website when the interview goes up. So if you missed the beginning bit of the interview, don't forget you can catch the band down at the Queen's Theatre on Sunday the 15th of June, 7:30, £10.50 for an evening of fantastic music. Thank you very much, Trevor. I hope you win the your prize competition. Well, that'd be great.
It would be lovely. But I mean, I'm just chuffed to pieces just to be nominated at one of six in the UK. So it's...
Well, you know what you should do? If somebody else wins it, this is what I would do. I'd run up to the stage and grab hold of the leg and say, it should have been me.
No. What, like, I can't remember the film now. Was it Dustin Hoffman or something?
Yeah, it might have been. Get off the stage. No, it should have been me. That's what I would do. I don't even play the bass.
Well, I mean, if I've got Jeff Beck playing on Sunday, then I might just do that.
Right, thank you ever so much for joining me. Don't forget all the W's, barebonesboogieband.com, and you can find out all about the band there. Tattered and Torn is also their album, which will be available to buy on the night as well. So wish you all the best.
No, thank you very much.
All right, you're welcome, Trev. Have a good afternoon.
And yourself.
Thank you. All right.
Yeah, bye.
Bye-bye. That was Trevor, who is the bass player there with Bare Bones Boogie Band. Don't forget, get down to the Queen's Theatre. It'll be fantastic going. And I've listened to Helen. She's got the most amazing voice, gravel vocals. Beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. So do check them out.
1, 2, 3. Phoenix FM Sports with the Brentwood Brewing Company. A perfect beer.